Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Well, look, Queensland want to lay claim to it, but today I think we are all Australians and we can rightly be proud of the fact that we have discovered the largest dinosaur fossil of all time, right here in our very own country, Australia. Someone who had a very large part in that was none other than paleontologist and director of the Erromanga Natural History Museum, Robin McKenzie. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Very well, thank you. And quite excited to have seen the recreations and representations of this massive beast. When was it first discovered?
Well, this Australia's largest Australotitan Kyphorensis was actually discovered in 2006. So it's a little while ago and it's taken some time to get to this point. So it's been quite a long process. But then when you're talking about one of the largest dinosaurs, the largest dinosaur in Australia and also one of the largest in the world, it's not a simple or a small task, I have to say. So to dig the bones out of the ground and then prepare them, which is a lengthy process, and then also research them takes a very long time.
So I want to go back to two moments, starting with the moment 15 years ago when the bones were first discovered. Who was it that first laid eyes on them?
So there's actually my son. He was 14 year old. Oh, well, no, actually it wasn't. He found the initial discovery back in 2004, but this discovery was actually on the back of that initial discovery in 2004. So it was actually my husband and I that found this first.
Hang on a second, Ray. Sounds like you're trying to just muscle your son out of the picture here.
Well, his discovery was the most important. Ours was just on the back of it. So, and to be honest with you, we had no idea what we were. We knew it was a dinosaur site when my husband, Stuart, and I discovered these bones on the surface, but we had no idea that it was going to be Australia's largest dinosaur until we got it verified and until we actually started digging up the bones. So, you just never know.
Robin, it's on your property, as I understand. So do you then have to get certain government permissions to do the excavation, or were you free just to dig away as required?
Yeah, look, we're private property, so we have those rights to sort of dig responsibly on our own property, and we also engage the local Wonkamara people as well throughout the whole process. So, look, you know, it's something that the community, everyone's engaged with, and it's a really positive story, and, you know, no one stands in the way of finding a big dinosaur.
I'm chatting to Robin McKenzie, paleontologist and part of the team that have both discovered and uncovered Australia's largest dinosaur remains. Let's fast forward now to this year, Robin. When was the eureka moment when you actually to say comprehensively this is officially now the largest dinosaur we've found?
Well, I guess in a way we've known for a little while. It's just taken a long time to get to this moment where we can publicly announce it and formally describe this new genus and species, Australotitan Kyphorensis. And it's, I think very early days we really knew what we're dealing with, and it's kind of almost been like a big secret in some ways, but you know, it's taken a long time to get to where we are today, but it's we've known for quite some time, but to formally announce it and to formally, that's only recent, and that's a process that takes some time as well. So we didn't know for sure if it's going to be a new genus and species. We kind of knew that, but we don't know that until it's published in Science.
Dinosaur Train, the ABC Kids show, with a very annoying theme song, I imagine as a paleontologist must break your heart as it combines trains and dinosaurs in a manner that is simply not historically accurate.
Look, there are a lot of inaccuracies in paleontology, and I guess the thing is, children, adults, older people, seniors, everyone loves dinosaurs. And if it's a few inaccuracies that are thrown in there to make people enjoy it, we don't mind. It's just an amazing, amazing science. And the fascination of dinosaurs is obviously there forever and continues to be there.
Robin McKenzie, it's been a pleasure to chat. I understand I should also give a plug for your son's upcoming book where he's excavating his reputation. It's titled Buried No More, My Role in the Discovery of Australia's Biggest Dinosaur.
Thank you. We'll look forward to seeing it published. Thank you very much. Okay, thank you very much.
Robin McKenzie there, paleontologist and director of the Erromanga Natural History Museum up in Queensland. We've done it. We've found the biggest bloody dinosaur in Australian history.